Atlas Butler has convenient two-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.org.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. North Carolina has hired Michael Malone to fill its head coaching vacancy. Malone spent 10 seasons in the NBA coaching the Denver Nuggets and led them to their only NBA title in 2023. The college basketball national championship is tonight in Indianapolis with Michigan taking on UConn. Michigan is going for their first title since 1989, while UConn is playing for their third title in the last 4 years. Tip-off tonight is at 8:50. You can catch the action here on The Fan. Ohio State head coach Ryan Day announced today that starting offensive linemen Austin Saraveld and Phillip Daniels will miss the rest of spring drills after going through small procedures. In baseball, the Reds are in Miami tonight riding a 3-game win streak, and Cleveland continues their homestand tonight hosting Kansas City. This update sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union, but a best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org to learn more. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Learfield. This is the Buckeye Roundtable Show presented by Burger King and brought to you statewide by the American Dairy Association Mideast and Cova Insurance, Window Nation, and by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers on the Ohio State Sports Network presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics. Now here's your host, Skip Mossick.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome into our second to last Buckeye Roundtable show of the season as we creep even closer to the Ohio State football spring game next Saturday. Plenty of Ohio State and college football conversation coming up tonight. Skip Mossick in for Brandon Beam again this week. We will hear from players and coaches next segment. Ryan Day met with the press earlier today. One of the really cool things that Ohio State does each spring is the Student Appreciation Day at the Woody. So many students get to come and experience a little time with the football team. We will hear from Jim Lachey later in the show. Get his thoughts on what he's seen from spring practice so far. Spring football continues at other places around the country and around the state. Coming up in our College Football Pulse, we'll continue our tour of Ohio and visit with new Toledo Rockets coach, former Buckeye Mike Jacobs, so that's straight ahead. College basketball's national championship game is tonight as UMass will take on Michigan. Jacob Reimer producing again tonight. As big of a college basketball junkie as you'll find, Jacob, what do you make of the matchup for this evening?
I mean, it's very interesting to see what's on the line with this. The Big Ten and Michigan trying to end their long drought. Michigan's first since 89 if they're able to get it done. And then UConn going for their third in 4 years, which hasn't been done since John Wooden. So it's going to be a historic night for sure.
The semis, which many of us look forward to on Saturday, were just kind of so-so. I mean, Illinois at least came back from a big deficit to make things competitive against UMass, but Michigan, really a one-sided game throughout the night on Saturday. It was time to go to bed.
Yeah, and because of how bad both of those games really were and became snooze fest, I'm really just hoping that Dan Hurley can get his guys ready to go and make this a very interesting game. You got to trust the guy that's won two national championships in the last 3 years.
We'll break down tonight's championship game with former Buckeye Clark Kellogg, who's working the telecast tonight for Turner and CBS in Indy. Clark will jump on and join the Buckeye Roundtable in just a bit. We will also talk some Buckeye basketball with Clark as well. Transfer portal opens tomorrow. We've seen a couple of more Buckeyes choose to enter the portal. We'll get Kellogg's take on that. Buckeye baseball had another great week, another Big Ten sweep as they took care of Maryland. The Bucks have now won 7 straight, looking to extend that to 8 tomorrow night when they host Bowling Green. We'll chat with Tyler Danberg and also hear from Coach Justin Hare. And this is a huge week in the golf world. As the Masters take center stage down in Augusta, we will chat with Buckeye coach and Georgia native Jay Mosley about the Masters and also his Buckeye team, who will be hosting their annual Kepler Invitational this weekend at Columbus Country Club, as some of the really good collegiate golf comes to Columbus coming up this weekend. So some really good Buckeye conversation coming up with you the next couple of hours. The Ohio State spring football game again is Saturday, April 18th at Ohio Stadium. Our network coverage that day will begin at 11:45. 5 a.m. Tickets are available at OhioStateBuckeyes.com. Coming up, we'll hear from players and coaches, including Ohio State coach Ryan Day, and more in our spring football sound-off as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable presented by Burger King coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful, gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance and their local independent agents are prepared for what's next and protect what matters most to you. Whether that's your home, car, business, or family, Encova's got your back with a policy that fits you perfectly. With local independent agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova's playbook is an easy win for your peace of mind. Basketball is full of challenging shots, and life can be too. With Encova, you don't have to do it alone. Your expert agent will guide you and provide insurance solutions so you can confidently manage your risk and count on a financially secure future. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you. Encova is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Toyota gives you the power of choice with the stylishly affordable Toyota Corolla. Now through May 4th, get 4.99 APR financing on a new 26 Corolla or Corolla Hybrid. Excludes GR and Corolla Cross models. Or lease a new gas-powered Corolla LE for $209 a month for 36 months with $36.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS. Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
American Electric Power is a proud sponsor of Buckeyes Care.
Hi, I'm Janelle Coleman with American Electric Power. At AEP, we're proud to support our communities, powering progress and creating opportunities every day. Our partnership with Buckeyes Care reflects a shared commitment to uplifting Central Ohio through service, connection, and care. Together, we are building a brighter future for everyone we serve.
For over 37 years, Buckeye Nation has known Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse for serving the best steaks in the city. Our thick-cut, aged steaks are a staple in Columbus, with three locations in Upper Arlington, Dublin, and downtown. And just like the Buckeyes, we strive for excellence and an experience like no other. Hyde Park is proud to introduce the newly added wine room at our downtown Columbus location, where a new elegance in dining surrounds you, creating the ideal setting for any occasion or the perfect night out. Hyde Park is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
The fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back, everybody, into tonight's Buckeye Roundtable show presented by Burger King, where you rule. Skip Mossick in for Brandon Beam tonight. The Ohio State football spring game preview show will be next Thursday, April 16th from 6 to 7 p.m. Paul Keels and Jim Lachey will be joined by Coach Ryan Day and a couple of assistants as they get you all set for the spring game on April 18th. That's the spring game preview show Thursday, April 16th, right here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
It's time now for Buckeye Roundtable's Ohio State football spring sound-off.
Spring football and coaches' comments are presented by Kroger. The transfer portal, as we mentioned, for college basketball begins tomorrow, much earlier for college football. And earlier today, amongst many things, Coach Ryan Day was asked about the transfers that he brought in this year and how the development applies to transfers that have multiple years left.
Yeah, and it kind of depends sometimes on, all right, once this year's over, what does next year look like? And are we able to just bring in a one-year guy? Do we need a two-year guy? And then sometimes, you know, the two-year guys end up leaving after their first year, so you're never quite too sure. But yeah, we're trying to project 2 and 3 years out, which is not easy when you're plugging guys in. And then when there's a hole, it needs to get filled, and that typically is filled in the portal.
Everybody always wants to talk about offense when they talk to Coach Day. And Coach was asked today about the offensive explosiveness of his team this spring.
Yeah, I've seen some of it in the past game for sure. The run game, not as much. Legend's been out here for a couple weeks. So we're hoping that he can give us some explosive play. Bo and Isaiah both, you know, are out for the spring. And we really need those guys to get to the second level and make some people miss. You know, they did a nice job as freshmen, but they're not freshmen anymore. I wish they were practicing this spring, but that is what it is. So I think we're going to continue to get them to the second level. They have to make people miss or run them over, and that's just the bottom line. And if we do that, we're going to be explosive, because then we're forcing guys to come down in the box, and then we can be explosive throwing the football. I think we do have depth at receiver. I think guys are working on run after the catch more than ever. I think Arthur's doing a really good job of trying to be creative about the formations and way that we can attack teams. So that's been good. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to, in the run game, getting guys to the safeties and second level and making those guys miss and running them over. So, you know, we can certainly come up with creative plays to be to do that. But, really it comes down to execution, at the end of the day. And so we got to make sure that, you know, we're continually trying to get our guys in the right position to be successful, but like we're getting better at the techniques it takes.
Coach Day alluded to that elite talent that his team has at the wide receiver position. New receivers coach Cortez Hankton, who took over for Brian Hartline. Coach Day, on the very first conversations with Coach Cortez Hankton.
What was it about Cortez Hankton that drew you to him? What were those conversations like?
Well, the first part was our guys knew of Cortez, and Jeremiah and Brandon both. I remembered him during the recruiting process. Reached out to a few different coaches, brought Cortez in, allowed him to meet with our wide receivers. Thought the synergy was good there. But other than that, it was his background of playing, coaching at Georgia and LSU. He's been around it. He's recruited at a high level. But when you get around him, you quickly understand he communicates very well. He's very intelligent and connects with his players. So I thought it was really exciting to get him into the program. He wanted to be here. He's got a lot of energy and, again, relates really well with our guys.
One of the things that a lot of people have talked about and had questions about this spring was injuries on the offensive line. Coach Day, on that continuity of the O-line unit.
Yeah, I think it's big when you have guys in your program for multiple years and you know where they're at. You know, guys really take big jumps in the offensive line. It was just how things slow down, the overall maturity, the understanding of the game, the experience, then just physically just growing into their bodies. It's really the most developmental position that in tight ends that in my opinion, we have in college football. So when you see guys really step up and play really well in year 4 and 5, it's typically because of all those things. The number of reps, the accumulation of these games starts to show up. Now, if we think that, you know, somebody athletically has tapped out and they can't get any better, that's another conversation. But the guys that we had coming back, we felt like they could continue to get better with these reps. And when you look at across the country, you know, the trend in the last few years is when you have a veteran offensive line, typically, you know, you're able to adjust things quickly and guys are able to sustain throughout a season. So we're counting on these guys to continue to get better, but also having that experience count.
Let's flip over to the defensive side of the ball. Coach Day, talking about his linebackers a little bit and the importance of having depth at linebacker this year.
Yeah, and that's without having Riley out there. So, you know, it is good. And I think when you look at the number of guys we lost on defense, I think we brought this up before, but then when you bring in Christian, you bring in James, you bring in some of these guys, the number of plays actually, you know, we have some experience there, just not at Ohio State, which we all know that's important. But yeah, I think Christian and Peyton have both done a good job. TJ is stepping up in a big way. He's going to find himself playing a lot of football this year. He's knocking on the door every day. You're seeing Sincere and Garrett and all those guys. So, yeah, and Riley hasn't been able to practice because of his shoulder. So, yeah, I mean, James is doing a really good job there. We're throwing a lot at them. Matt's still trying to figure out what they do best. I think we're about halfway through spring, so there's now more to evaluate. But, you know, we know that there's a lot of production there that we have to replace.
More on those linebackers as linebacker coach James Laurinaitis was asked if the depth he now has in that linebacker room is what he envisioned.
The standard was always to try to get our room to a point where you felt a healthy amount of pressure to perform, in the sense of if I have a bad day or two, I could be passed up by the next guy because of the talent level in the room. And I constantly want that grittiness to it, because I certainly felt it when I was here. I'll never forget, I think going into junior year, being asked about Ross Holman from Coldwater by you guys. I never forget Mark Johnson and coming from LA and the hype around Mark. But it was used as motivation. And these kids now, I mean, they see it. They know, they all know each other based on, you know, the recruiting game has blown up even more. But I think it's healthy because what it does is it, you find out the mental toughness of your room. And you got to see who can perform under pressure and then who's going to make a play when their number's called. And then what does that do? That prepares you across the board for that when they do get an opportunity to go to the National Football League. They're not intimidated by, like, the room and having to make a play in high-pressure situations because they've already been through it here at Ohio State.
Reimer, I'm just telling you, no one was passing James Laurinaitis on that depth chart, no matter what he says.
Yeah, I don't think so either. He was a monster back there. There was no way you were keeping him off the field.
More from James. He says, like many, he's very impressed with one of their transfers, Christian Aliagro.
When I caught wind that Christian was going to get into the portal, I honestly was like, okay, I'm going to watch two games. I'll watch Alabama. I'll watch him against us because I know what our guys are at tight end. I knew what Will Kazmarek, what he was like as a blocker. And to see him with the club on in that game fighting and the toughness, I honestly noticed his size like on the field. I was like, gosh, zero over there is a big, big son of a gun. And just thought there was like a veteran. Like, we're very talented, but we're young and green. So there's like a veteran. I've been in big games before. I've played the top opponents before. And the scene isn't too big. Not to say that it will be for the other guys, but you just don't know. And so it's another guy to bring in the room, I think, and just compete for playing time just like everybody else. And I tell the guys every day, like, your practice reps will determine how many guys that we will play and rotate. And that's reality. I hope it's, you know, five or six, or it can be two. It honestly just depends on how they prepare and really how they perform.
Back to the offensive side of the ball. Coach Ryan Day earlier today talked about with the O-linemen Austin Saraveld and Phillip Daniels being out for the spring, Ian Moore and Carter Lowe seeing more reps.
Yeah, it was good to see those guys get some reps and kind of get forced into it. And they'll be like that for the rest of spring. Those guys had a small procedure, but they'll be out for the rest of spring, but we'll be back for a full summer. But it's great to see both Ian and Carter have to step up in a big way. And again, it's one thing when you're the second guy or maybe the third for Carter, but now he's getting reps with the ones, so he's going against the best guys over on the other side of the ball. So, this is a great opportunity for him and he's got to take it and run. But, it's not just the physical part, it's the mental part, being able to do it and then consistently do it over and over again. So, I think this happened a couple years ago. I know it happened a couple years ago in preseason camp. We had some guys out in the offensive line. Some guys had to step up, and that paid off dividends down the road. So we need those guys to finish with these two really good weeks of work, and they'll be right at the point of attack, and so they need to really step up for us because that not only are they playing for depth, but they're playing for starting positions. And, everything is on the board, and the more guys we have that can play, the more we're going to put them in a game. And we know it's a long season, as we've talked about before, and playing multiple positions is important with the offensive line. But both of these guys right now are tackles, and then they need to step up in a big way. And, Ian's into year three, and Carter's now into year two. And so what an opportunity for him the next couple weeks.
More on the offensive line coming up next hour as we visit with our big offensive lineman, former OSU All-American Jim Lachey. That is later on as we talk some more Ohio State spring football. Again, spring football and coaches' comments were presented by Kroger. Kroger Pickup is the easy way to get what you want right when you need it. Try Kroger Pickup today in the Kroger app or at Kroger.com. More college football talk coming up. Last week we spoke with new Ohio coach John Hauser. Another new coach in the MAC this year is up in Toledo as the Rockets hired former Buckeye Mike Jacobs. We will chat with Coach Jacobs in the College Football Pulse next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Ohio State fans, are you looking to score big with your home equity? Union Home Mortgage will help you unlock the value of your home and fund the promises you've made to yourself and your family. If you need to pay off debt, have home improvements, or whatever your family needs are, visit UHM.com and score financial freedom with Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender and MLS number 2229.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Ready?
It doesn't matter if you're playing hard or working hard. Your workout only works out if you recover right. Chocolate milk helps you recover for what comes next. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. From biking to bench presses, Milk's protein helps you build lean muscle and gain more from your workouts.
Ready? Recover. Repeat. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings. Get your energy costs under control by locking in a fixed rate for your electricity supply. You'll lower your bills and get price protection from rising rates. Take control and lock in a low fixed rate. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. AEP Energy is a competitive retail electrical and natural gas service provider and affiliate of Ohio Power Company, AEP Ohio. AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of AEP Ohio.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckeye fans, this is for you. Level up with the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. You'll receive all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Ohio State sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off select gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeyes MVP membership for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to upgrade or join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Your home for Ohio State Athletics, The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back, everybody, into tonight's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. Skip Mossick in for Brandon Beam again coming up this week. Buckeye fans, say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings with a fixed price plan with AEP Energy. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on Buckeye Roundtable.
Joined inside the College Football Pulse this week, new coach of the Toledo Rockets, former Buckeye Mike Jacobs. Mike, congrats on getting the head coaching job up there at UT. You've been at this a while and very successfully. How much was getting to the FBS D1 level as a head coach a personal goal for you?
Yeah, I think once we had had some success at the Division II level and at a couple different institutions, both Notre Dame College and Lenoir Ryan University down in North Carolina, the question becomes, hey, does what we do, does our system, does our process translate and correlate to either the FCS or the FBS level? And, as we advanced in our career and as a staff and as a program, it became something that became attractive to me.
From Mommy originally, Mike, how cool was it to literally return home for you?
Yeah, local boy done good, right? It's, I grew up here in Maumee. My mother's doorstep's about 7 miles from my office chair, and I haven't decided if that's a good thing or a bad thing yet. I left in 1997 to go to college and hadn't been back a ton. So it's really special to see the University of Toledo, to see the city of Toledo, the Glass City, through a different lens. And, certainly I have two young children. For my boys to get to now grow up in the town I grew up in is really special.
Well, Mike, we know how hard it is to recruit the talent to win, something that you were obviously very good at doing at the FCS and D2 level. What are the biggest challenges in that regards as you jump up to FBS and the MAC?
I don't know that the challenge changes, right? Like you try to attract young men that are really serious about getting an education, that love the sport of football, that love being a good teammate. In a perfect world, you'd find 80% of those guys at the high school level and 20% of them from the portal. But it's kind of whatever you need to create the best roster to be competitive in a MAC conference that I think is trending back up.
You mentioned the portal. How much does the transfer portal play a new role really in every level of college athletics? And I guess, is it tough for an old school guy like yourself to embrace, or is it just the cost of doing business, so to speak, here in 2026?
You're either in or you're out, right? And yeah. You either become like the, and I'm not that old, but you either become the old man like shaking his fist at the clouds, right? Or, you know, you adapt. And so, listen, it's part of what we do. And if you're going to have success, you have to be able to definitely navigate it. And, you know, you still look for the same characteristics. It's just more, instead of having, you know, a 2-year buildup of where you get to know a high school kid, you're a little bit more of a speed date when you're in the portal, and you got to figure out who can do what you do quickly. And, you know, you got to get them onto campus, and you get one shot, and it's usually a 24-hour visit, and you got to make sure you're making the right decision. And so, you know, being able to navigate that's really important.
We're chatting with new Toledo head coach Mike Jacobs in the College Football Pulse here this evening. Coach, you brought in a couple of coaches with you from Mercer, including your strength coach, but interesting, also a couple of former head coaches from Northwest Ohio, including Corey Allen, who was really successful at Findlay for a long time. Was it easy to get him on board? And I guess, what are the biggest things he brings to you and your staff up there at UT?
Yeah, we were able to attract really two sitting head coaches, right? Corey Allen from Findlay, who I believe was 33-12 there in his four seasons as a head coach. And, you know, Corey and I are both O-line guys, and we've known each other for, you know, 25 plus years now. And I got a lot of respect for how he developed offensive lines. I got a lot of respect for how he led as a head coach, and frankly, how he recruited Northeast Ohio. And so as this job came into light for me, you know, he and I began having conversations, and, you know, him and as well as Chris Reichert, who was, you know, I think 40-11 in his time as the head coach at Tiffin.
Sure.
In kind of the same reasons, right? Chris was a really, you know, from afar admired him as a leader, and he had done a great job recruiting Southeast Ohio and Cincinnati. His great Tiffin teams were built out with those type of kids. And so, those were guys that I just felt really strongly, knew how to recruit the state of Ohio, had tremendous connections to the high school coaches. And then more importantly, they understand and really put Toledo, the University of Toledo football, on a pedestal. And so, you know, those guys bring great resources for me as a head coach. They're guys I can bounce things off of. They're guys that have sat in the head chair and know how to lead and know what it's like to be in that position. And they've just been invaluable as we've gotten this thing rolling.
14 players followed you from a successful run at Mercer. In what ways does that help navigating the transition, you know, with players who know what is expected from them and the way that you like to coach them?
Sure. I mean, you get guys that have won back-to-back championships regardless of level. And, you know, I think it's they hopefully instantly become your megaphone in the locker room, where they understand the expectations. They understand the ebb and flow of how we practice and what our, you know, kind of what our routine and our schedule's like. And when there's questions or concerns from people that maybe have been holdovers or are new to the way we do things, those young men can be, you know, they provide instant feedback like, hey, this is what we're getting to. This is where coach is going with this, and I promise you it works. And, you know, they bring instant credibility. They bring known commodities into the locker room. And you know, hopefully they'll be the foundation for what will be a really successful season.
You know, along those lines, Coach, how has the integration gone between those old players and your new ones there at Toledo as spring ball got underway?
Yeah, it's been great. I really like the way that these guys work. I think, you know, what you have is, you know, this wasn't a situation where it was a bad team that needed a reset. This was a really good team. You know, Jason Candle had set this program up, and, you know, he's the all-time winningest coach, so we're trying to go from good to great. And so the guys that were here, you know, there are about 50 plus or so that chose to stay at Toledo. They're guys that have maybe been waiting their turn or waiting for their opportunity. And then now you have, you know, a mix of roughly 50 kids from the portal in high school that are coming in. And so what it's created is this highly competitive environment. And so, you know, every job's open and every day's an evaluation, and it's not just on the field, it's off on how we're evaluating the guys. And so it's led to a really competitive spring, and I've been impressed with how we work.
Well, Mike, you played here at Ohio State. Who were some of your mentors growing up through the ranks? And I guess, when did you kind of realize you were pretty good at it? Obviously, your record speaks for itself, no matter where you've been.
And play's a very loose term for what my career was like. I did a bunch of long. I played about 38 games as a long snapper, but I spent a lot of time backing up with Charles Bentley and had a tremendous opportunity. You know, who are my coaching mentors? Listen, my dad. My dad,
sure.
You know, that's who I grew up wanting to be. And I wanted to be like him because I love the way that his players interacted with him and how he interacted with them. So that's really the biggest mentor in terms of the coaching profession. But listen, I grew up around, like, I've been blessed to be around some all-timers, right? Like, my dad worked for Don Nealon, who's in the Hall of Fame for 15 years. He worked for John Cooper, who's in the College Football Hall of Fame for 6 years. I was around and played for Jim Tressel, who's in the Hall of Fame. I worked for Joe Tiller, who's in the Hall of Fame. So, like, everyone, John Luckhart at the Division II level, every one of those men have shaped some aspect of what I try to bring to the table. And, you know, for me, it's not even like the X's and O's. It's about the way I felt, right? Like, I'm trying to create and foster an environment in our football building every day for how I felt when I entered the building as a coach's kid under Don Nealon, right? Like, my parents are split up, so I'd spend the summers with my dad, and, like, Don was so good to me and my family. You know, I was never felt like an outsider or like I was a bother, and so I've really tried to create this atmosphere of, you know, a family and not just give it lip service. And I think that's why you've seen, you know, some of my coaches have been with me as long as 10 years and they've all had other opportunities. It's created a really neat environment and we've been able to work through the ranks as a group, and it's been a lot of fun to be a part of it.
You know, as mentioned, Mike, you've had success pretty much at every stop along the way. When did you realize that, you know, hey, I might be pretty good at this?
I don't know, man. I don't think you've ever arrived, right? Like, every challenge is new, right? Like, it started at Notre Dame College with a startup program that it only had one winning season. And, you know, it's like, hey, how can we turn this thing into a Notre Dame College with a startup program that it only had one winning season? And, you know, it's like, hey, how can we turn this thing into a national team with very little resources? And then, you know, you go down to Lenoir Ryan, and it's a completely different area of the country. Does, you know, how we try to establish a relationship with high school coaches, did it translate and transition down south? And then, you know, you go from Division II to FCS, and now we're making the move from FCS to FBS. And again, you manipulate and you adapt to things that are necessary, but you kind of have this core values of what you want to be as a program, and, you know, you just try to live up to those expectations daily.
The Toledo spring game is next Saturday the 18th. New Rocket coach, former Buckeye Mike Jacobs. Mike, again, congrats on the job. All the best to you and your team this season, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. It's good to hear from you again, man. Good to reconnect and look forward to talking soon.
Good dude, Mike Jacobs. We wish him well up at Toledo.
Coming up, we will switch gears, talk some college basketball. National championship game coming up later tonight as UConn faces Michigan. Former Buckeye great Clark Kellogg, working the game this evening for Turner and CBS, will join us from Indy next as the Buckeye Roundtable Show continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at safelight.com. Safelite Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
Alrighty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
When you're here, you understand what it means to be a Buckeye. And at Elk and Elk, we're proud to wear scarlet and gray every Saturday. Every client, every day, means if you're ever injured, we're proud to stand with you in court. And when you're here at the Shoe, we're proud to stand with you and cheer on the Buckeyes.
Whether we're here at the big game or in court, we are committed to you.
Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan. You're listening to the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King, continues. Skip Mossick in for Brandon Beam this week. Buckeyes are known for paying it forward. That's why Buckeyes Care strives to serve the betterment of our community by positively impacting families across Ohio. Join partners American Electric Power, Kroger, Donato's, the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the James Cancer Hospital, Huntington Bank, and WBNS-TV in Columbus in supporting this cause at ohiostatebuckeyes.com/buckeyescare.
It's time now for the Buckeye Roundtable Fast Break.
It's at the hardwood right now. NCAA championship game is tonight in Indy as UConn faces Michigan. Joined by former Buckeye great, longtime analyst for CBS and Turner, Clark Kellogg. And, you know, Clark, thanks for hopping on. Let's begin with Michigan. Many of us were expecting a heavyweight fight with Michigan and Arizona on Saturday. Boy, if it was a heavyweight fight, though, it was vintage Mike Tyson with an early knockout. What allowed Michigan to take care of a really good Arizona team the way they did on Saturday?
Well, Michigan did what they've done all year long for the most part, and that's dominated both ends of the floor. I thought Elliott Cadeau was terrific with his aggressiveness. He did not shoot the ball well, but that wasn't as important as how he was in attack mode, setting up others, looking for his own shot, getting into the paint. And then defensively, Michigan was as good as they've been all season long. Their defensive versatility, the fast start
offensively, and before you know it, Arizona's down double digits and can't find any rhythm, and Michigan State on top and just dominated. It was surprising. Nobody saw it coming in that form or fashion, but when you think about what Michigan has done in this tournament and how they've played all season long, while we didn't see it coming, we've known what that looks like all season.
Yeah, we've talked about them throughout the year, Clark. I mean, when they play like they did, shoot the way they did like that, are they basically unbeatable?
I would think so. I mean, it's going to take a monumental effort to be able to handle this team. They've just got so much to offer at both ends of the floor. I mean, there really are no weaknesses. They get great contributions from the bench. And mind you, they did most of this without Yaxel Lindeborg. Sure. He had 11 points, but only played, I think, 14 or 15 minutes after he tweaked his knee and ankle. And they actually did a lot of this without him having a huge impact. And that's even more scary.
Clark, the other semi-Saturday saw UConn defeat Illinois. I don't know if under the radar is fair, but do you just shake your head at times, even including the unlikely ending against Duke, just the way UConn has owned tournament games in these late rounds in recent history?
Well, you know what? They have been dynastic over the last 26 years. I mean, they've won six titles since 99. And much like the New England Patriots, when you have a history of winning championships, you sometimes find a way to win the ones that don't look like they're yours to win. And that clearly could be said for the Duke game. It clearly could be said for how they handled Illinois. They've had surprising championship wins and dominant championship wins in that run. And I don't think you can dismiss what that means for a program, for a team, for an organization when they've had a standard of winning and they've performed at their best in the biggest moments. Even if it's different people, there's something about the belief and confidence that comes with championship organizations, teams and programs, and UConn is that. I think they've got an uphill battle, but I would not dismiss their chance to make it really hard for Michigan tonight.
We're chatting with former Buckeye great Clark Kellogg, working the championship game tonight in Indy. And Clark, always curious to see if teams struggle shooting the basketball, especially in the semis, in these large stadium venues, or you know, where the rims always seem to be tighter as well. Is there anything to that?
I think there is. It just depends. I mean, we've had some teams really struggle. Some of that is due to the environment. I think some of it is due to the opponent. You can't dismiss how well UConn defended Illinois, but I thought both teams missed quite a few open shots. Neither team got to 40% field goal shooting in that first semifinal on Saturday. I thought a lot of unfortunate shooting luck for the Illini and some favorable bounces for UConn, quite honestly. I mean, you could count a half dozen shots that Illinois had that seemed like they were in the basket and fell out. Then you saw three or four for UConn hit the rim, bounce around, and go in. I mean, that's the fragility of this type of these type of games. I mean, it's a one-game situation. UConn made 12 threes. I don't think they had made anything close to double digits in prior tournament games. And made 12. Illinois never really played at the level offensively that the Illini had showed during the regular season in this tournament. Defensively is where they got to the Final Four, and the offense never quite was at the level that we saw during the regular season for the Illini, including in that semifinal game.
Clark, let me ask you about Ohio State for just a moment. In this new world of ever-changing college athletics, the transfer portal opens tomorrow for hoops. We've seen the Ohio State guys who've announced that they're moving on. We knew Ohio State was going to be active in the portal regardless, you know, like many others. What can you say, I guess, to Buckeye fans out there to stay the course and have confidence that things will keep moving in the right direction?
Well, I think we've got a really good young leader in Jake Diebler. He continues to make progress as a head coach. The personnel there is solid. I mean, we've got a really rising star in Amari Bynum. John Mobley has been terrific. I know he's exploring the NBA landscape, which makes sense to see if what that information is. I mean, again, Ohio State has the wherewithal to compete at a higher level than we have in the past, and I think Jake and his staff are going to be able to get the kind of roster constructed that gives Ohio State a chance to do that. And that's my confidence. that's my hope and that's my belief.
Clark, of all the events we've had the opportunity to cover over the years, you know, for me personally, there's nothing quite like the Final Four. I mean, you've covered this tournament for a long time. Lots of great cities have hosted the Final Four. I think I know the answer, but do you have a favorite?
Yeah, the only favorite is Indianapolis. I mean, I'm biased. I'm biased for a lot of reasons. I mean, obviously, I spent 32 years here with the Indiana Pacers,
sure.
Five as a player, 20. Plus as a broadcaster and front office employee. Love the city. All three of our kids have Indiana birth certificates. There's no city that does big sporting events better than Indianapolis, and the Final Four especially. Basketball means a lot here. The people embrace it, the venue, the facilities, the restaurants, the walkability. The only chink is the potential question with the weather because of the time of year it is in this part of the country, but everything else, Indy checks every box at a five-star level. This is a place that could easily host this event extremely well every year. There's no better place than Indianapolis. Matter of fact, it was so good that the Division I, II, and III championship games were played here this weekend, as well as the NIT semifinals and championship game last night. That's how good basketball is and how highly revered it is here. And all of those venues had really good crowds. There's no better place. Indy is the spot, the best place to host the Final Four.
Great stuff. Last thing, Clark. I mean, you've been so good for so long in your role there with CBS and Turner. How much do you enjoy, I guess, some of the fun and banter when the Inside the NBA guys were added to the mix a number of years ago with Barkley and Kenny Smith and Ernie Johnson, Bruce Pearl this year? How much fun are you guys having?
It is phenomenal. It has been a wonderful addition since 2011. I came back in the studio in 14 and have been there ever since, and very much enjoy the 3 weeks I get to spend with our colleagues from Turner, not just Charles and Kenny and Ernie, who you see on set, but the folks behind the scenes, too. Great folks who love the specialness of this event and do a great job bringing it to the viewing public. So, yeah, I love everything about it. Everything about what I'm privileged and graced to do, I love.
At his former Buckeye great, Clark Kellogg, Special K, working the broadcast tonight for Turner and CBS. Clark, we know this is a very busy day for you. We'll be watching this evening. Appreciate the time, okay?
My pleasure, Skip. Anytime, you know that. Go Bucks, and I hope to see them here at some point in the not-too-distant future.
Good stuff there with Clark Kellogg. All right, coming up, we'll put a bow on the women's championship with a better-than-a-Gino Auriemma handshake with Tyler Danberg. That is next, as tonight's Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable presented by Burger King coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hello, I'm Ross Bjork, Senior Vice President and Eugene Smith Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donato's, Kroger, The Ohio State University, Wexner Medical Center, Huntington, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in our great state through the Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, getting ahead in this world is not as complicated as it might seem. Having the early guidance and counsel of your community banker, one who knows you and your family's story, can make a great deal of difference. Relationships matter. Bank on community banking. I'm Scott McComb, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance and their local independent agents are prepared for what's next and protect what matters most to you. Whether that's your home, car, business, or family, Encova's got your back with a policy that fits you perfectly. With local independent agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova's playbook is an easy win for your peace of mind. Basketball is full of challenging shots, and life can be too. With Encova, you don't have to do it alone. Your expert agent will guide you and provide insurance solutions so you can confidently manage your risk and count on a financially secure future. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you. Encova is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeye sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings. Get your energy costs under control by locking in a fixed rate for your electricity supply. You'll lower your bills and get price protection from rising rates. Take control and lock in a low fixed rate. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. AEP Energy is a competitive retail electrical and natural gas service provider and affiliate of Ohio Power Company, AEP Ohio. AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of AEP Ohio.
The fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Welcome back, everybody, into tonight's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. Skip Mossick in for Brandon Beam again this week. For every Buckeye touchdown scored this past season, the Heartland Bank Community Foundation made a donation to the USO of Central and Southern Ohio, benefiting our active duty military personnel and their families. For more information or to support our troops, go to usocso.org and be the force behind the forces. We just heard from Clark Kellogg talking about the men's national championship game coming up later tonight. The women's title was wrapped up yesterday as UCLA really pulled away from South Carolina, joined for a few moments by Tyler Danberg, of course, the play-by-play voice of Ohio State women's basketball. And Tyler, you saw them a couple of times this year. Was UCLA clearly the best team in women's basketball this past season?
I really do think so, Skip. First off, great to be with you. Secondly, yes, I think that we had the privilege of getting to see UConn and UCLA, and both teams were just so good. And you know what? Give Ohio State credit. The Buckeyes were the only team to play UCLA as good as they did twice this year. No team in the country can say that they did that. But the Bruins had the perfect mix of experience with height and balance. They had the Big Ten Sixth Player of the Year in Angela Dugalic, and they were just so deep this year. And they needed really 1 through 8 or 1 through 9 in their rotation to get to where they wanted to be and hoist the national championship trophy for the first time in program history. Give all the credit to Corey Close and what her and her staff did with that team this year.
Tyler, you brought up UConn. I know you were working baseball Friday night, but what were your thoughts on the postgame stuff with UConn's Gino Auriemma and South Carolina's Dawn Staley, about as warm as the expected freeze warning across most of the state tonight?
Oh, no doubt. There was a lot of cold as ice after that ball game. But, Dawn Staley, with the classy coach and person that she is, she handled that really well in the press conference. And last night she was asked about that as well. And she said she wasn't going to answer about it. This game was about UCLA and how UCLA played really well, and gave the credit and deflected that onto Corey Close. But boy, I mean, there you could cut the tension with a knife after that game. And Gino Auriemma really, after that third quarter, when Holly Rowe of ESPN interviewed Gino, you could sense that there was some crescending tensions that was building with the UConn bench, and I think Gino let it loose after the game.
No doubt. He let it loose there during that interview. Tyler, as mentioned, you were working Buckeye baseball this past weekend. It's been a while since we've been able to say that Buckeye baseball is on a heater. I mean, have won 7 straight. We'll hear from Coach Justin Hare next hour. But what did Ohio State do best at this weekend to get their second straight Big Ten sweep?
They fought, Skip. And Justin Hare called it time and time again. They threw the haymaker. They had the big swing. First off, Saturday, the wind was blowing out to center field, and they hit six home runs. First game with six home runs for Ohio State since 2019. Oh, by the way, 2019, that was the last year they made an NCAA regional. I mean, it just feels like everything's going right now. The pitching is going well. The starting pitching has been tremendous. The bullpen is starting to turn things around, and the hitting continues to rise to the occasion. I think the best way to describe this seven-game win streak right now, Skip, it's like a great baseball movie. Every great baseball movie has a great montage, and there's been a montage of moments. There's a lot of dancing in the dugout. The vibes are really positive. The team has a home run hockey stick for their home run celebrations. Last night after the game, Justin Hare's wife put together a little Easter egg hunt game with the players where they were wearing T-shirts with Easter eggs stuck onto the T-shirts, and all the coaches' kids had to chase after them and rip them off. I mean, the vibes are really high right now with this team. They're having a lot of fun, and they're playing good baseball as a result.
Well, Tyler, last thing in the closing moments, one of the many Ohio State projects that you are involved with is the 360 with Ohio State Athletics podcast. Let some folks out there know about some of the upcoming episodes that you've done and will drop in the future.
I appreciate you asking about that, Skip. So the first two that we have in season three, first off with Melissa McGee, the head dance coach and the director of the Spirit program. If you don't know yet, you should know about the dance program. They're an absolute juggernaut. They've won 13 national titles in the last 7 years, and really her calendar is as packed as anybody's on the campus, from balancing recruiting to balancing the Spirit programs during the hoops and football seasons. Her football game days are nonstop from when the 6 a.m. alarm hits to the end of the ball game. And then Kevin Birch, second episode with the men's volleyball head coach, longtime Ohio State roots. His grandfather actually has 3 degrees from Ohio State, and he's led the men's volleyball program as he's done for the last 7 years.
Tyler Danberg, we always appreciate your time. Fans around the state can listen to Ohio State baseball tomorrow night versus Bowling Green at OhioStateBuckeyes.com. Tyler, great job. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Sounds great, Skip. Thank you so much.
Hour number two of Buckeye Roundtable straight ahead. We'll recap some of our Incova Insurance Archie Griffin High School Players of the Week Award. Same thing with our American Dairy Association Middies top high school performances from this past football season. Speaking of football, more spring football talk with our Jim Lachey. All that and more straight ahead here on the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Buckeye Nation, join us on April 12th at the 2026 Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Union Home Mortgage, the Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's. This is your chance to run down a tunnel and finish on the 50-yard line at Ohio Stadium. You can also get access to the home locker room and meet some of your favorite Buckeye student-athletes. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Buckeye Crews for Cancer. This is something you won't want to miss. Register today at OhioState4Miler.com. Go Bucks!
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Toyota gives you the power of choice with more electrified hybrid choices, including the best-selling built-in the USA Camry. Now through May 4th, get 4.99 APR financing on any new 26 Camry, or lease a new well-equipped Camry LE for just $289 a month for 36 months with $3699 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra, call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
For over 37 years, Buckeye Nation has known Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse for serving the best steaks in the city. Our thick-cut, aged steaks are a staple in Columbus, with three locations in Upper Arlington, Dublin, and downtown. And just like the Buckeyes, we strive for excellence and an experience like no other. Hyde Park is proud to introduce the newly added wine room at our downtown Columbus location, where a new elegance in dining surrounds you, creating the ideal setting for any occasion or the perfect night out. Hyde Park is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks! Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
Always and forever, your Ohio State flagship station.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At Ohio State, we are the never afraid to innovate teams. The agile, get it done teams. The achieve more together teams. And the improve people's lives teams. Together, we are the Ohio State University.
Learn more about Ohio State at osu.edu/impact.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good evening. I'm Jacob Reimer. The head coaching position at North Carolina has been filled. They are hiring former Denver Nuggets head coach Michael Malone to be the next head man in Chapel Hill. Malone spent 10 seasons in Denver and led the Nuggets to their only NBA championship in 2023. The college basketball season comes to an end tonight in Indianapolis, where Michigan will meet UConn in the national championship game. Michigan is going for their first title since 1989, while UConn is playing for their third title in the last 4 years. Tip-off tonight is at 8:50. You can catch the action here on The Fan. Ohio State head coach Ryan Day announced today that starting offensive lineman Austin Sarrafield and Phillip Daniels will miss the rest of spring drills after going through what's being described as small procedures. In baseball, the Reds ride a 3-game win streak into Miami tonight, and Cleveland is at home tonight hosting Kansas City. Both games are currently underway. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King, is on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
And welcome back, everyone, into tonight's Buckeye Roundtable show. Skip Mossick in for Brandon Beam again this week. The Ohio State spring game is coming up a week from Saturday, April the 18th at Ohio Stadium. Much more with that with our Jim Lachey coming up in just a couple of minutes. But right now, it's time to talk a little high school athletics.
It's time for the Ancoba Insurance High School Player Award on Buckeye Roundtable.
Again, one of the highlights of the Buckeye Roundtable show throughout the entire year is the presentation of the Ancoba Insurance Archie Griffin Athlete of the Week Award. During each roundtable show, Ancoba Insurance and the Ohio State Sports Network honored a high school athlete for their outstanding play and team leadership. And throughout the fall, high school football reigns so huge here in the state of Ohio. Some of their past year's winners from the fall included running back Lance Cantrell from Talawanda High School, defensive back Tyler Rolls from North Royalton, quarterback Donovan Moorhead from Hawken, St. Edward's running back Brandon White, Bishop Watterson quarterback Drew Belisari, Green quarterback Tyson Hunka, and a defensive back Savion Lewis from Villa Angela St. Joseph. Some of just the past winners from this past fall. Congratulations to all of this year's Ancoba Insurance Archie Griffin High School Athlete of the Week Award winners. Ancoba Insurance, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Time now for the American Dairy Association Mini Statewide Top Performers on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
And much like that, we revisit the fall, some of the top performances from around the state from this past fall's football season, regular season. How about Columbus Independent senior running back Gabriel Ogbara had 6 regular season games with 200 yards or more. One of the biggest highlights occurred on October 10th. Ogbara had 27 carries for 348 yards and 3 touchdowns in Independence's 50-14 victory over Columbus West. State championship games, some really top performances up in Canton back in December. We'll start with Glenville's Kalen Bailey in the Division 4 state title game. Bailey led a strong Glenville defense with 3 sacks in their 45-7 win over Shelby. Olentangy Orange's Luke Fickle in the D1 state title game. Fickle ran 31 times, 133 yards, and a touchdown. Also had a 15-yard touchdown catch in their 28-17 state title win over St. Xavier. Bishop Watterson's Joe Hayes in the Division 3 title game. Hayes caught a pair of passes for 24 yards and a score, and also had an interception on defense, helping Watterson defeat Toledo Central Catholic 31-0. And one more from this past fall, St. Henry's Anderson Kramer in the Division 7 championship game. Kramer led the Redskin defense with a team-high 14 tackles in their 37-3 victory over Hillsdale. Our thanks to the American Dairy Association Mideast for spotlighting great high school football and basketball performances all season long. The American Dairy Association Mideast reminds you that Ohio's Dairy Farmers has 8 ounces of delicious chocolate milk and also 8 grams of protein with the power to fuel everyone, including Ohio State quarterback Tavian St. Clair. He's built like a Buckeye, and you can be too. Learn more at OhioStateBuckeyes.com/built-like-a-Buckeye. You know who loves talking high school football? He likes talking Ohio State football even more. Our former OSU All-American offensive lineman Jim Lachey will join the Buckeye Roundtable show next.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Window Nation customers have been singing our praises for years. With fast, local service and an industry-leading 96% customer satisfaction rating, it's no wonder.
I researched window companies for the last year to see what the average prices were and the quality of work. Window Nation nailed both.
Right now, get 4 windows free with every 4 you buy, plus no interest for 2 years. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Schedule a free estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION.
Ready?
It doesn't matter if you're playing hard or working hard. Your workout only works out if you recover right. Chocolate milk helps you recover for what comes next. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. From biking to bench presses, milk's protein helps you build lean muscle and gain more from your workouts.
Ready? Recover. Repeat. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, where can you get a full suite of business banking services served up by well-trained, caring employees with unquestionable integrity? It's right here at Heartland. Relationships matter. I'm Scott McComb. Come over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
Experience Buckeye game day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club. Experience Buckeye game day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans, and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
When you're here, you understand what it means to be a Buckeye. And at Elk and Elk, we're proud to wear scarlet and gray every Saturday. Every client, every day means if you're ever injured, we're proud to stand with you in court. And when you're here at the SHU, we're proud to stand with you and cheer on the Buckeyes.
Whether we're here at the big game or in court, we are committed to you.
Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Your Ohio State flagship station, The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back, everybody, into tonight's Buckeye Roundtable Show. Skip Mossick in for Brandon Beam again this week. Buckeye Roundtable is proudly presented by Burger King. Visit your local BK restaurant to grab your $10 O Fry O bundle that includes a medium fry, 8-piece chicken nuggets, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, another 8-piece nugget, and a custom OSU crown, all for just $10 at your local Burger King.
This is the Elk and Elk Report on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
And our Elk Reports are brought to you by Elk and Elk. Serious fans of Ohio State Athletics, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Go Buckeyes as we talk some Buckeye football now with Jim Lachey. And Jim, last week we got into the two deep across the board. Wanted to dive a little deeper tonight into the offense, specifically at wide receiver. I mean, we know what Ohio State has coming back, but we've heard so much about what's coming in as well. What has Chris Henry Jr. shown you, and how excited should people be about his future?
Very excited. Obviously, he's got all the size that you need at 6'5", 195. And, you know, I had a chance to talk with the great Hall of Fame receiver, Chris Carter, at practice about Chris. And he goes, you know, he's probably right at the edge as far as height that you want in a wide receiver, you know, at 6'5", because, you know, you got to make those quick moves and find ways to get over again, open against cornerbacks. But he's shown that he's got that ability to do that. At 195, he's still got enough quickness to him that he can do it. And then, you know, when he gets in the open field on a go ball, on a nine route, post route, he can find ways to use his speed and his length and gives a quarterback a good target. So he's been everything as advertised. You know, he came in here as one of the top wide receiver recruits in the country. And I think halfway through spring football, he's shown that he deserves that recognition because he's a guy that can step up. And you know, we've said this in the past with Carnell Tate and Jeremiah Smith. You know, who do you double, right? You can't double on both. So we know that Jeremiah is going to get a lot of attention. So you need somebody else to be able to step up. And I think that guy has potential is Chris Henry. Now, he's not the only guy. There's other guys out there that can step up and make plays. And they have made plays throughout the spring. But I think for being his first really go at it, you know, throughout the spring football, he's shown a lot of promise and has lived up to everything that they thought he was going to be when they recruited him so hard.
Well, Jim, we've heard about them, but you've seen them in action out there at practice. Tell us about transfers Kyle Parker and Devin McEwen.
Both those guys, again, a lot of potential. Obviously, Kyle Parker, you know, coming from LSU, has worked with our wide receiver coach, Cortez Hankton, in the past. So those guys have a pretty good understanding of each other, what they like to do. You know, Kyle's probably a little bit more compact, but he's got the speed. So he's the guy that can take a 5-yard pass and turn it into a big play down the field because he's got quickness, can get away from people. Again, another guy that I think has shown up, likes the system here, understands what he needs to do, has worked well, catching balls from our quarterback, Julian Sain and Tavian St. Clair. So I think this guy's going to be in the mix, you know, being a team that plays 5 or 6 wide receivers, he's definitely going to be one of those top 5 that can get it done. But just great quickness, get great hands with the football, and understands, you know, obviously what his coach wants him to do.
You know, others that we've heard so much about include redshirt freshman Desiah Jones. And talk about the emergence of Brock Boyd. I mean, what has he shown you?
Well, you can see that from day one. You know, again, talking with Chris Carter practice, he said, keep your eye out on number 11. And, you know, that was like the first or second practice of the year. You know, so certainly I followed Chris's advice and did. And you know, we knew coming in that he was a guy that understood the game. His dad was a wide receiver coach at his high school, had a brother that played wide receiver, so he understands all the mechanics of what it takes to play. But then you got to go out there and do it, and he's been able to do it each and every practice. Again, great quickness, understands the playbook. As Coach Day said, he's very mature, you know, for a freshman, so he understands football-wise where he needs to be, how he can get open, where the seams are, if it's a zone-type defense. and has shown the ability to beat one-on-one coverage the times that I've got a chance to see him play. You know, coming out of South Lake, Texas, is a big-time high school football program, and he dominated. You know, had 40-some touchdowns throughout his career. So he's a guy that can make plays, has made plays, and he came here into Ohio State and has proved it again, kind of like a Chris Henry, like came in and, you know, maybe not as highly recruited nationwide, but shown that, you know, some guys missed on him. He's a guy I think is going to step up, make plays, and, you know, can be give trouble to a lot of defenses throughout the course of the season just by the ability, you know, his ability to get open and make plays down the field. I forgot to mention Devin Kuhn, another senior. He came from University of Texas, San Antonio. Again, good speed, good quickness on the outside there. So we needed some guys to step up. You know, we lost some through transfers, lost some, you know, obviously Carnell Tate going to the NFL, so he needed some depth to provide. And those guys all have stepped up. And, you know, that's not even talking about Jeremiah. We know what he can do. And Brandon Ennis and what he's done. And Dazee Jones, again, a freshman last year, saw some work on special team, you know, playing, doing some scout team against our defense. I was happy that he was, you know, decided to stay here and commit to the program. And, you know, again, I think he's going to have a bright future for Ohio State at the wide receiver position. And, you know, that's been good for a lot of years. Brian Hartline's done a fabulous job recruiting. And now you got Cortez Hankton coming in here and helping develop these guys. And he showed a lot of promise, too, coaching those guys throughout, you know, the first half of these practices throughout the spring. And, you know, we'll find out when we get to the spring game. We know sometimes that can be modified. And, you know, certainly this year might be a case when your two starting tackles are going to be out for the rest of spring that you might have to, you know, change things up a little bit as far as offensively. Now, they got backups, guys that can play and go out there and get it done. But you want to make sure that, you know, you don't want to go out there and get any of those star guys that we talked about, you know, injured and things like that in a spring game. I've lived through that, you know, throughout my career where Mike Tomczak broke his leg. Going into his senior year, and Jim Carstadas had to step up and play the early part of the season until Mike got healthy again. So you just want to be careful, and I think, you know, obviously these coaches nowadays, they understand that and know what you have to do. And, you know, it's more like a spring practice than the essence of having a true type game.
Well, Jim Lachey, we know at a place like Ohio State, the key to seeing the field begins on special teams. How hard is it to get, especially, you know, some of these highly touted guys to buy into playing special teams first?
Well, that's how you're going to get in the field. That's how I did my freshman year. You know, was on punt return, even covered a few kickoffs. You know, I was a backup offensive lineman and had the ability to run, and, you know, so they would put me on those things. Now, that's different kickoff rules that we had versus what they have now. Sure. So it's, you know, it's a little bit more protected, so to speak. And usually when you look at, you know, special teams, you see a lot of linebackers, a lot of defensive backs. Every once in a while, you know, a couple wide receivers, maybe a tight end, a bigger type guy that can go out there and contribute and make plays. And it is, you know, you got to prove yourself. You got to go out there and do some dirty work. And special teams can be, you know, dirty work. You're, you know, you don't want to punt, but if you do, you got to be able to punt and go down there and cover. You know, punt return, you know, you want to get a lot of reps at that. And, you know, make sure that you can run with guys, block guys, and, you know, go out and make plays. And I think all those young guys, that's just a ticket to be on the travel. You know, you kind of set goals when you first get there. You just want to be on a traveling team, right? You want to be a guy that's kind of counted on. You're going to all the games. And then as a freshman, you kind of think, okay, I want to make the two deep. And, you know, you work to do that. And then you want to get on special teams. You want a chance to get out there in the field. If you can't be a starter and you're a backup, you still want to get your feet out there on the field and play during games, and special teams is a great way to do it. You know, just an opportunity for those guys to go out there and make plays and just be a football player. You know, you don't have to be a, you know, you're an offensive lineman, but yeah, now I'm just going out there and playing football. I'm running, I'm trying to make tackles, you know, I'm blocking on special teams, you know, doing all those type of different things. So it's not really position specific, but it's more of a role on that special team. And, you know, the coaches identifying, you know, who can go out there and be in those positions to make plays. And, you know, obviously this year with a special teams coach dedicated, You know, he's going to do a good job of identifying those guys.
Well, speaking about special teams, Jim, Ohio State lost former kicker Bob Atha this past week. Atha was also a backup quarterback to both Art Schliester and Mike Tomczak. Really good athlete. I mean, he punted as well. I'm guessing he would have been a senior back when you were a freshman.
Yes, he was. And, you know, again, heart goes out to the Atha family. You know, Bob, you know, had suffered the last couple of years with cancer and, you know, finally succumbed to it here recently. But a guy that we all looked up to, you know, I know as a freshman, you know, Art was kind of a different type of guy, you know, that you really, you didn't talk to a whole lot, but Bob Atha was just the opposite. It was very welcoming to all the young guys, giving you tips, you know, this is what you got to do, things like that. And then just a superior athlete, you know, as you mentioned, a backup quarterback, played a little wide receiver too every once in a while, was our punter and did a good job doing that. And then our field goal and kickoff guy. I think he still has a record for most field goals in a game with five that he had against Indiana back in 1981. So our heart goes out again to the Atha family, but this is certainly a class act, a great guy, a great teammate. And, you know, just gone too soon.
Too soon indeed. Thanks for the memories, Jim. Again, the Ohio State football spring game coming up a week from Saturday, 12 noon at Ohio Stadium in Columbus. Our network coverage on the 18th will begin at 11:45 with Paul Keels and this guy, former OSU All-American Jim Lachey. Jim, we always appreciate your time. Thanks for hopping on. You know we love talking Buckeye football with you, okay?
Thanks for having me, Skip. I appreciate it. Yep.
All right, coming up, we will switch gears. Talk a little baseball. The Buckeyes have won seven straight. Baseball coach Justin Hare will join us from the dugout as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. SafeLight Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at SafeLight.com. SafeLight Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Hey, Buckeye fans. Are you thinking of consolidating your debt with a home equity loan? Union Home Mortgage wants you to know the average homeowner has over $200,000 of home equity available, and they can help you get access to your money quickly and easily. Go to UHM.com to get your cash estimate today. You'll score financial freedom with Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 2229.
Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James. While cancer hides, we hunt as a team like no other, giving patients access to the most advanced treatment options and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, "you have cancer," you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
American Electric Power is a proud sponsor of Buckeyes Care.
Hi, I'm Janelle Coleman with American Electric Power. At AEP, we're proud to support our communities, powering progress and creating opportunities every day. Our partnership with Buckeyes Care reflects a shared commitment to uplifting Central Ohio through service, connection, and care. Together, we are building a brighter future for everyone we serve.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Fan. Ohio. Ohio sports destination. You're listening to the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back, everyone, into tonight's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. Skip Mossick in for Brandon Beam again this week. Buckeye fans, power up and carbon down with AEP Energy and Eco Advantage, their 100% renewable energy plan for your home or business. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
It's time to talk Ohio State baseball. This is Buckeye Roundtables in the Dugout with Coach Justin Hare.
Really great to see Ohio State baseball playing well. The Buckeyes swept Maryland this weekend, now won seven straight, sitting in sixth place in the Big Ten standings as we go in the Dugout. Head coach Justin Hare with our Tyler Danberg.
Justin, what has been the key ingredient during this seven-game win streak?
Oh, man, I like the big picture, the 10,000-foot view, I think is just our guys, like our guys, like togetherness. You know, I think that they, you know, they truly care for the program. They truly care for each other. And I think that that goes a long way. And then you sprinkle in, you know, their hard work and dedication, our coaching staff's, you know, preparation and, you know, and how much they care for helping our players get better. And all of a sudden you've got a pretty, pretty special formula. But, you know, again, like, you know, when does that click? When does it all come together? Like, I don't think anybody has those answers, you know? And so there's a certain piece of, just persistence on our guys of like sticking to it and sticking to the plan and having faith in each other and having faith in their preparation and allowing those things to kind of come together.
Take us inside the dugout for this weekend sweep of Maryland. What is the best way to describe the energy in the dugout these last couple days?
Yeah, I think it was like a building, you know, like more of like a building process throughout the week, you know, where or throughout the weekend. I think that, you know, and I even told our guys this, you know, on Saturday morning about Friday night. I felt like it was like a, you know, like a building, you know, I felt like our energy level kind of started out like maybe not where we wanted it to be, a little lower than needed, you know, and then it kind of built through the game. And then Saturday, you know, it was pretty high energy, obviously a pretty exciting game and a really good day to hit. And then, you know, Sunday I felt like, you know, our focus was a little bit all over the place, but like our pitching staff and their focus and, you know, by and large, how we played defense was really good. And so, you know, I felt like it was one of those, man, if we could have gotten to like a higher energy level early, like it maybe would have been a less stressful weekend, but like our guys, like, worked their way in and through the weekend. And sometimes you're going to have weekends like that. And just proud of our guys because, like, you know, again, like that consistency piece is so important, but learning how to be consistent, how to be a pro, how to show up with the same mentality and thought process and focus day after day after day, is like, that's a learned skill and it takes time and it takes effort. You know, and our guys are trending in the right direction when it comes to that stuff.
You mentioned Friday, the 10-8 win to set the tone for the rest of the weekend. Saturday, a 14-12 slugfest victory with six home runs, most in a game by a Buckeye squad since 2019. How did the heavy winds and warm weather influence how you wanted your hitters to approach the plate on that day?
You don't have to say a whole lot to them when it's 80 degrees and the wind's blowing out 40. You know, you don't have to say like, hey, let's try to get the ball in the air a little bit more today. Like there is no, like, you don't have to have that conversation, you know, most of the time with those guys, like they know it's a good day to hit. We felt like we had a really good plan, you know, against their starter. You know, they had used a couple of their better bullpen guys on Friday night, you know, when it was close. And so, you know, we felt pretty good about that. And, you know, I was just happy, like for some of those guys, like
Grant Magrum and CJ Reed, that man, those guys have been in and out of the lineup. They've had some opportunities. They've worked extremely hard. They haven't got all the results that they've wanted to get. Like, for those guys to get a couple of really big swings in some really big moments was awesome. You know, and again, like, you know, our whole philosophy and thought process is, man, we've got to be able to score in a number of different ways. Sometimes that's with the long ball. Sometimes it's with the short game. Sometimes it's a combination of a lot of different things. And you know, so then when there's days that you have to slug to stay in a game and to win a game, you have that capability. And Saturday was one of those games. And our guys showed the ability to be able to come through with some big swings.
Then on Sunday, Pierce Herrenbrook went 5 2/3 shutout innings to help your squad to the series sweep. How much does Pierce reflect everything you want out of a Sunday starter specifically?
Yeah, I mean, he's just, you know, he attacks the zone when it's right. It's at least three different pitches in the zone for strikes. He works at a really good tempo because, again, like, you know, weekends are long and man, like, we, there's a lot of pitches thrown on Friday night and Saturday. And so, man, you want to be efficient, you know, on Sundays. You know, you want to be able to attack the zone and try not to create opportunities for the other team. And he has certainly been that, you know, basically every outing, you know, for the most part. Yeah, it's just, you know, when you're pounding the zone and you're constantly ahead and you're getting quick outs, you can get into a little bit of a rhythm and your offense can get going a little bit. And that's what he was able to do yesterday. And that's kind of the epitome of your Sunday guy is man, like, maybe your bullpen's a little beat up. You know, maybe there's been some longer games the first 2 days. Like, you need a guy that can give you a little bit of length, but it needs to be efficient and get some quicker innings. You know, and he was able to do that, and he's been really good for us in that regard.
Four games at home this week, Tuesday versus Bowling Green at 6, then 3 against Penn State starting Friday at 6. What's your message to the fans this week?
Come and watch the boys, man. Like, you know, I think, you know, Tuesday you got 614 nights, $6 tickets, $1 dogs, $4 beers. Like, we want to make it easy for people to show up to the game. Yeah, it might be a little chilly, but, you know, like, the sun's going to be out, man. The boys are going to be rocking and rolling. You know, I think we're trying to change the perception of what we're doing. And then we're going to have great weather all weekend. I think temperatures in the 70s. And so, again, like, we want to make it easy for people to show up to the game. We want to show them a good time. And we want them to come back and support the boys, you know. And I think that's the biggest piece is, like, we're going to work extremely hard at putting a good product on the field. And I think we're trending in the right direction. I think we play an exciting brand of baseball and, you know, the upgrades at the stadium and the video board and the sound system, man, like, it's a rock concert out there and a good time for families and students and people alike. So hopefully we can get some folks out there and support the boys and keep them going on the energy of this hot streak we got going right now.
That's Ohio State baseball head coach Justin Hare. Justin, thanks so much for the time and best of luck this week.
Thanks, Tyler.
Again, the Buckeyes host Bowling Green tomorrow and then Penn State this weekend. Great to see a little buzz growing for the Buckeye baseball team. All right, coming up, we'll talk a little golf. It is Masters Week. We will chat with Ohio State coach Jay Mosley about Augusta and also his team, which will host their annual Kepler Invitational this weekend. That is next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable presented by Burger King coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, 2-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance and their local independent agents are prepared for what's next and protect what matters most to you. Whether that's your home, car, business, or family, Encova's got your back with a policy that fits you perfectly. With local independent agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova's playbook is an easy win for your peace of mind. Basketball is full of challenging shots, and life can be too. With Encova, you don't have to do it alone. Your expert agent will guide you and provide insurance solutions so you can confidently manage your risk and count on a financially secure future. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you. Encova is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful, gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid October 7th through December 1st. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Buckeye Nation, join us on April 12th at the 2026 Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Union Home Mortgage, the Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's. This is your chance to run down a tunnel and finish on the 50-yard line at Ohio Stadium. You can also get access to the home locker room and meet some of your favorite Buckeye student-athletes. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Buckeye Crews for Cancer. This is something you won't want to miss. Register today at OhioState4Miler.com. Go Bucks!
Buckeye fans, this is for you. Level up with the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. You'll receive all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Ohio State sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off select gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeyes MVP membership for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to upgrade or join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Hear every Buckeye game every year. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back, everybody, into tonight's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. Skip Mossick in for Brandon Beam this week. Buckeye fans, take your game day to the next level with help from your neighborhood Giant Eagles. Stock up on your favorites from brands like Pringles, Cheez-It, and Coca-Cola, or choose from their delicious catering options. Giant Eagle is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Masters Week is this week. Thought we'd talk a little golf with Ohio State coach Jay Mosley. The Buckeyes host their annual Kepler Invitational this weekend at Columbus Country Club on the east side of Columbus. And coach, I know you've had to do this in the past, not being able to play this event at Scarlett in certain years. Common question, but let everybody know the reason for this.
Yeah, that's a good point, Skip. We host the NCAA Regional for 2026 on the Scarlett course. And it was probably about 6 years ago during COVID, they put out a new rule that during a year that a golf regional is hosted at a course, you can't play a regular season event on that same course. It's only for men's golf. The women don't have that rule. So for years that we host regionals, which we did in 22 and we do again this year in 26, we can't have a regular season competition on the Scarlett course. So we are hosting the Kepler this year, but we cannot play it on the Scarlett course. So our friends over at Columbus Country Club, Brian Cole and the membership, have been great, opening their doors to us, and our guys really enjoy the golf course there. And it's looking pretty good for early April, and we're excited to get out there and compete and host 15 teams that are coming in this weekend.
Yeah, you know, Coach, the Columbus Country Club is an awesome venue, tons of tradition there. What do you like about playing there? And I guess, do the guys understand the history there at the venue?
Yeah, you know, we try to make it a point every year to share not just Columbus, but the history that's littered all over the central Ohio area, with obviously starting with with Mr. Nicholas growing up in Upper Arlington and you know, kind of developing his game at Scioto. There's so much history here with Bobby Jones winning the 1926 U.S. Open at Scioto and all the events that they've hosted, Jack's first golf course being built at Muirfield Village, and the 64 PGA that was held at Columbus Country Club that Jack actually finished second and runner-up. And so there's a ton of history of events and players and just great golf in the Central Ohio area that we try to highlight, not just to our own players, but to our fans, our recruits, and everybody involved in Buckeye golf. We want them to be educated on the great history and tradition that surrounds us.
Well, Coach, speaking of history, let everybody know the history of the Kepler. I mean, one of the staples and annual traditions for Ohio State golf.
Yeah, so Coach Bob Kepler was actually not just the golf coach. He was also the head pro, and he ran the golf shop here at OSU Golf Club. And he was a man of many skills, many talents, a great player in his own right. And he was the coach here for basically about 25 years in the 40s, 50s, and in the 60s. And obviously most well-known for coaching Jack Nicklaus while he was on the team here. But they also won the 1945 NCAA championship when he was the coach. And so he was a great man, and obviously a lot of rich history and tradition of the Kepler over many decades of great Ohio State Buckeyes that have come through playing in our home event, but also a lot of great players from all over the country that have made their way through the Scarlet course over the years playing in the Kepler, and we've had a lot of great champions, a lot of great players participate, and a lot of great teams and coaches that have been here over the years. So it certainly is a highlight for teams to come and compete every year.
Talking a little Ohio State golf this evening with Buckeye coach Jay Mosley. And coach, let's talk about your team. Still relatively young, you know, collectively have seemed to score a little better the last couple of events. Let's talk about your three juniors in Tyler Sabo, Jack Voitko, and Joe Wilson. Are you happy with what you're getting from them? And are they happy about the way they've been playing recently?
Well, happy is a very dangerous word for coaches and athletes. I don't know too many that are ever truly content in that sense, Skip, but you bring up some great points with those guys. They've been great leaders for us since kind of stepping into starting roles as sophomores last year, and they've kind of carried the torch of the core of our lineup for basically 18 months, and so they've done a great job kind of really developing their games and their minds, and you know, focused on how they can improve and get better. And you know, as we kind of talk about, you never really truly reach a destination in life or in golf. So it's always, you know, striving to get better and being better today than you were yesterday, being better tomorrow than you are today, and just focusing on the little things and the simple things that we can clean up. We've had some really great rounds, the opening round of our spring season in Puerto Rico and the opening round of Linger Longer, where, you know, we really competed with some of the best teams in the country, but also we've seen some gaps that we need to fill and some holes that we need to plug in our games, and just, you know, some little things with scoring and improving inside 150 yards is kind of where our focus has been. And Columbus presents a lot of those opportunities this weekend at the Kepler that we're looking to sharpen our skills and be ready for. But those three guys you mentioned, with Jack, Joe, and Tyler, have all been great leaders and on and off the course for us, and excited for them to play their home event this weekend.
Well, Coach, we can't let you out of here without talking Masters a little bit. This is Masters week. As someone who's been around the game for so long, what is it about the Masters that makes it special to you?
Yeah, so Skip, as a Georgia native, it certainly holds a special place in my heart, you know, being from born and raised in Georgia. And so, you know, it's the only place in the world where the true superstar is the arena. Hmm. You know, other sporting events and everything, the stars are usually the athletes, but the greatest thing about the Masters is the property. It's the golf course. Every time you go or you learn or see or figure out something new about how they do things, there's fun facts just littered everywhere on that property and with that event, and the way they run it is just is second to none. It's in a category of its own in my mind, and so it's such a special place when you go there in person, and it's hard to describe to people that haven't been there, but it's the only major that doesn't move around, so it's obviously the golf course that stood the test of time. They've made obviously over the years they've made some changes to it here and there, but it's still a lot of the same shot values that Bobby Jones originally crafted when he built the golf course nearly 100 years ago. So the course is truly unlike any other, and there's nothing like those Sunday roars and the back nine at Augusta on Sunday when it really all the magic happens and unfolds, and it's just so cool for people to be there, whether you're young, old, you've been there before, first time. It's always a special experience.
Well, Coach, last thing, it was great to see Ohio State senior Kari Hollenbaugh represent from the ladies' side at the Augusta National Women's Am last week for the second straight year. Would it be cool to have something like that on the men's side as well, or might that take away from what Augusta National is doing for the ladies?
That's a great point you bring up, and I think it's awesome that Augusta has really embraced what they're doing with the Augusta National Women's Amateur. The ANWA has become a really special event for the ladies. Obviously for the guys, you have the Masters, you have amateurs, a lot of college players that play in that.
Sure.
So it's really not about the gals versus the guys or vice versa. It's about what opportunities Augusta provides for the players and the experience that they create. And, both the men and the women in the college game, professional game, they have incredible opportunities. And, there's always people that are going to go out and try to, advance the game in goodwill and good spirit. And the more we do that, regardless of whether the men or women benefit, it's good for growing the game. And, it's great to see what the women have going with the ANWA event.
It's Ohio State golf coach Jay Mosley. Jay, we always appreciate your time. Enjoy the Masters this week. And most importantly, all the best to you and your Buckeyes at the Kepler at Columbus Country Club this weekend. Okay.
Thanks so much, Skip. Go Bucks.
And if you're in town this weekend, go check out the Kepler at Columbus Country Club. Admission's free. Chance to see some really good collegiate players. And trust me, it is very humbling to watch them hit the golf ball. Coming up, we will wrap up a busy weekend in Ohio State athletics as we go around the block O as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings. Get your energy costs under control by locking in a fixed rate for your electricity supply. You'll lower your bills and get price protection from rising rates. Take control and lock in a low fixed rate. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. AEP Energy is a competitive retail electrical and natural gas service provider and affiliate of Ohio Power Company, AEP Ohio. AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of AEP Ohio.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
All righty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
Window Nation customers have been singing our praises for years. With fast, local service and an industry-leading 96% customer satisfaction rating, it's no wonder.
I researched window companies for the last year to see what the average prices were and the quality of work. Window Nation nailed both.
Right now, get four windows free with every four you buy. Plus, no interest for 2 years. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Schedule a free estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION.
Abbott and the Big Ten. 18 schools. One blood drive competition with a life-saving purpose. We give blood. This season, your one donation helped save up to 3 lives. And together, we saved over 200,000. But the need for blood never stops. So keep your sleeves rolled up. Keep giving blood. Keep saving lives. Visit BigTen.org/Abbott to donate.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nobody has more all-wheel drive or electrified hybrid choices than Toyota. Like the all-new, all-hybrid Toyota RAV4. Now through May 4th, get 4.99 APR financing on a new 26 RAV4. Or lease a well-equipped RAV4 LE for just $299 a month for 36 months with $39.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Always and forever, your home of the Buckeyes.
Home of the Buckeyes.
The Fan.
You're listening to the Ohio State Sports Network.
Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. The team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
A lot of fun tonight. Thanks, everybody, for joining us for Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King, where you rule. Skip Mossick in for Brandon Beam. Buckeye Roundtable is brought to you in part by Anduril, transforming defense capabilities with advanced technologies. Anduril, official sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Time now for Buckeye Roundtable's Around the Block O.
Busy, busy weekend as far as Ohio State athletics around the block go. Let's start with women's gymnastics. Finished fourth in the NCAA regional final yesterday in Lexington. Good effort by the ladies on Friday. On Volta on, yesterday, Cameron Smith, Natalie Martin, and Tori Vetter each recorded 9 9s. On beam, Courtney McCann, a team high 9.9. On floor, J.J. Coleman, a score of 9.875. And on bars, Ava Jackson led the Buckeyes with a career high 9.875. So finished fourth, but still congratulations to the women's gymnastics team on their season this past year. Men's tennis continues to play well. Top-ranked Ohio State defeated number 26 USC 4-3 in L.A. yesterday. Doubles, the Buckeyes clinched with two set victories by Nikita Fillon and Bryce Nakashima with a 7-5 third set win by Aiden Kim. Singles, Fillon, Nakashima, and Kim with victories. Ohio State improves to 21-3 on the season, 8-1 in the Big Ten. How about track and field? Top track performers at the Texas Relays in Austin on Saturday. Men's 100 meter, Nazio John earned a third place finish with a time of 10.21. Women's 100 meter hurdles, Janella Spencer finished fifth in the final with a time of 13.29. Men's 110 meter hurdles, Braxton Brand ran a 13.46 in the event final, placed second. Men's 200 meter individual, invitational, Nick Biega ran a 20.73 and finished fifth. Men's 4x100 relay, Ohio State placed eighth in the final with a time of 39.99. Women's 4x100 relay, Buckeyes recorded a 45.11 and finished seventh. Women's 4x400 relay invitational, the Buckeyes finished the final event of the meet in third with a time of 3:31.45. Men's 4x400 relay invitational, Ohio State plays second with a time of 3:04.18. How about men's volleyball? The number 16 Ohio State Buckeyes took down Northern Kentucky on senior night in three sets. The first set taken by Ohio State
State with extra points with a score of 27-25. Buckeyes won the second set with a score of 25-19. And after possessing the lead for the entire third set, Ohio State took set 3, 25-17. Stanislaw Chazinka led the Buckeyes in kills with 13. Senior Shane Wetzel followed with 9 to add to his career total of 1,261 kills. How about those, Reimer? You got to be impressed with those.
Yeah, that's really impressive to getting up that high and spiking it like that.
How about this name? Daniel Hurley.
Hey. Hey.
not that one. Led with 4 service aces in the match. Elio Salvatore has put up 7 blocks and 7 kills for Ohio State. And Ohio State finished the regular season this week against McKendree and in Lindenwood. So there's some great stuff again from Ohio State from this past weekend around the Blanco. College basketball, the championship game tonight in Indianapolis. First of all, just again, thanks to Clark Kellogg for hopping on earlier today. Very busy day, occupying his time working tonight for CBS and Turner. Great to catch up with Clark Kellogg, get his thoughts on tonight. Reimer, you're about as big of a college hoops junkie as there is in this building. Who do you like tonight and why?
Well, I think hearing Daniel Hurley there, it might have to be a sign for that. It's tough because UConn has that championship DNA. They have the pedigree. They know what being on this stage is like. And Michigan's been the most dominant team all season long, honestly. It's two completely different teams. Michigan wants to run. They're one of the fastest teams in the country. While UConn, they are towards the bottom in the country in tempo. They want to just play in the half court. You're going to be looking at what Dan Hurley's mind looks like on the court with how many sets they run. My heart wants to go UConn, and I think it'd be really cool to see them win their third in 4 years. That's pretty special. Haven't seen that since John Wooden, which is pretty incredible, but my brain is telling me Michigan because of how dominant they've been all year. They have the setup to win big games like this with playing with the big ball brand and Elliot Cadeau, the high level that he's playing at is at the point guard spot. If he keeps that up and UConn isn't turning him over, then I think it's going to be Michigan.
Well, they're booing you in the other room. You can't hear them.
But hey, I said my heart is with that. UConn.
I didn't realize, Reimer, so this, I mean, I guess I did, but I didn't realize what UConn's record is.
It's insane.
This round in the last like 4 or 5 years or so. It was like 16-1 since whatever.
Yeah.
All they do is win once they get here. So it's like, how are you going to pick against them?
This could be their 7th in the last 27 years. And in that span, the Big Ten hasn't won one. Like it's pretty well, they won in 2000. So they won one in that 27 year span. But to roll this off, you're passing Duke, you're passing Carolina in national championships. And like, I think the back to back firmly put them in the blue blood category, and even winning this one either more cements it.
I tell you what, regardless, it'll put a cap on what's really been a pretty good college basketball season this
great past
year. A lot of fun. And when you have an NCAA tournament like this, where it's just not like chalk all the way through, I think it's fun to see teams like, you know, maybe Illinois is like, oh yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, no kidding, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
And to have somebody like Arizona, who looked unbeatable, just get smoked by Michigan on Saturday night.
So shout out to Bill Raftery. Take me to the Balkans.
Buckeye Roundtable. Everybody, thanks for listening tonight. Buckeye Roundtable presented by Burger King has been brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance, the American Dairy Association Mideast, Window Nation, and by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers. For our producer again tonight, Jacob Reimer, I'm Skip Mossick. As always, thank you so much for listening. Our season finale comes up next week. This is the Ohio State Sports Network presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Berm, we're a couple weeks from training camp, which means every freshman looks like a future All-American, every position battle has 6 winners, and everybody is supposedly in the best shape of his life.
July, the undefeated season of optimism.
I understand why the players are excited. Camp means the waiting is over. You get the plan, your reps, your coaches, and finally find out what all that work can become.
Honestly, that's what starting Awaken 180 felt like for me, minus the dorm room and somebody blowing a whistle at 6 in the morning.
You stop talking about what you're going to do and start seeing results.
I lost 40 pounds in 7 weeks, and the inflammation and psoriatic arthritis pain in my knees and other joints dropped dramatically.
I lost 50, then another 5 in maintenance, all med-free.
And when you reach your goal, the entire staff doesn't suddenly transfer.
Free support for life, the backbone of the Awaken 180 program.
Have questions? Ask them. Type Awaken 180 in your phone and simply click to call.
Simple. Just like losing weight with Awaken 180.